Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
All right, as we get ready for Giants baseball, pleasure to have you with us. And we're joined by Logan Webb. You know, as I said to him, I've seen the whole career from the first day right up to today. And it's nice to see you at the ballpark.
Yeah, it's good to see you too. It's been good. Fortunately, I didn't get to see you last time, but I'm happy I get to see you now. So,
yeah. Well, what a season for you. And again, every year you learn something. If you had to sum up this season for you, what would it be?
I would say I learned a lot about, you know, fighting through, you know, stuff that you have to deal with. It's my first time really having a full season. And, you know, you're not going to feel great every time you go out there. So you got to learn stuff to, you know, kind of beat that little bit of adversity. And, you know, it's been fun to work with, you know, our pitching coaches and stuff like that to really get past that stuff. Been able to make every start, so I'm happy about that, and I think that's the goal every year.
Yeah. Well, Logan Webb with us. I mean, you had a shot. Maybe you only have a couple of starts left at 200 innings. How about that?
Yeah, that was definitely a goal of mine. You know, I think there's going to be some limits towards the end of the year, these last two, so I don't know if I'll be able to get to it, but I think the team wants to be smart, and, you know, I'm fully on board with that, so I'm just happy I'll be able to say I'll make, knock on wood, obviously, but make every start.
He's knocking on wood as he speaks. All right, Logan Webb with us. You know, you've teamed up with Rodon, and boy, that's a good 1-2 punch. And how did that make you feel following this guy?
Yeah, it's been fun to watch him every, not only what he does on the mound, because everyone sees that. I mean, every time it's 10 strikeouts or more, and it's really fun to watch. I think if he wanted to, he could probably throw 90 fastballs in an outing and do really good and probably get 10 strikeouts. So it's, you know, it's been fun to be with him and, you know, pitch afterwards. And it's not just that, too. It's fun to watch him, you know, do his work in between, because he's, you know, he's very meticulous in what he likes to do and how he gets ready to pitch. And, you know, that's always fun for me to watch and learn and see how, you know, other guys do it.
Yeah, he's different than you, though. He'll throw the high fastball and that back foot slider, of course, from the left side. You don't throw the fastball like that. When you need to get an out, it's a slider, it's a changeup. That's different.
Yeah, I mean, I've been throwing my sinker a lot more, which has been a priority. But, yeah, it's sinker, slider, changeup, and he's, you know, he's four-seam and slider down. And even though it says slider for both of them, they're very different profiles, so... Like I said, it's fun to watch him do his thing, but I don't take my tips from him when he throws a bullpen, just because, you know, I can't really do what he does. And yeah, so like I said, it's been really fun to watch.
Hi, Logan Webb with us. When I do the previews, I always say, boy, just give him a lead. Give Logan Webb a lead, and the guy knows what to do with. How do you like that? Do you feel you pitch better with the lead?
I'm pretty sure every guy would say that. Every guy you'd ask as a starter, but... You know, when you have a lead, you kind of go into attack mode, and you want to, it's almost like you have them on the ropes. And, you know, sometimes I guess when you're down or tied, you might feel like you need to do everything or, you know, limit it. And, you know, that happens a lot in baseball. So, but to answer your question, yes, I think playing with a lead is always more fun than pitching without a lead.
Well, you got the look, as I always say. When you get the lead, I look in your eyes, watch that game. I said, boy, he's going to bring it home, and you've got that look. I've had some folks on from Northern California on the show. Rowdy Tellez was on with me. Reese Hoskins was on with me. You know, guys, J.D. Davis. There's a lot of Northern California guys in baseball. How about this?
Yeah, it's you know, what's crazy is more than half of them came from the same high school, which is crazy to me. But I played against a lot of those guys growing up, and you know, I could have said it then. I thought those guys were really big leaguers then. So it's been fun to compete against those guys, and it's been fun to follow because I try to follow all the guys from our area, and it's been good to see that. You know, you got guys like, other than what you named, is, you know, Madrigal, Dylan Carlson, like Mauricio Dubon, Dom Nunez. It's been fun to see, and it's been, you know, I like that because it's where you're from, and you like to represent where you're from.
Yeah, no, it's a great story. Well, we got some new rules coming in next year. Everyone says, well, don't worry about the pitch clock with Logan Webb. I mean, he's going to get rid of the ball very quickly. You're one of the best in baseball. How about that? How come you do that?
Yeah, beginning of the year, I guess I was kind of slowing it down when trying to slow it down a lot. And I actually had Alex Wood, who is the fastest. He came up to me and said, hey, why don't you, you know, try speeding up a little bit? And he was like, don't try to do what I do. I was like, okay. So I started doing it, and I just started feeling like I could get into a rhythm when I do that. And, you know, I know some hitters aren't big fans of it, but, you know, I feel like I'm on the mound ready to go. And that's, you know, I feel like that's when you're in your best mindset, attack mode, which is a big thing for me. And I think for all pitchers, but it's worked out really well. So I will be totally fine with the rule change. You know, if a hitter takes too long, I end up getting a strike out of it. So it's like I'm excited for it. I think it'll be different and challenging at times for a lot of people, but I think it'll be overall good.
Yeah, I remember that game. You had trouble. You had slowed down. You went back in the dugout, and you came out and started throwing really fast. I remember that.
Yeah, just
I remember that.
Yeah, it was him and Buster that kind of told me to just try it, and just worked out, I guess. Like I said, I like doing it. It's good for me.
All right, the shift is going to be different next year as well. Let's talk about that. You as a pitcher dealing with the shift now and how that may change you for next year.
Change me? I don't think I'll try to change anything that I'm doing. You know, I don't know how it'll work out. You know, I get a lot of ground balls, so it's going to, like I said, it's just like the clock. It'll be interesting to see, but it'll start making hitters maybe try to hit the ball up the middle a bit more. Or I don't really know how to say it'll work or anything, but sometimes lefties they'll just put their bat out there and hit it to the left side, and sometimes no one's over there, and I get that because, you know, the numbers do say shift, so it'll be interesting to see how hitters adjust to that as well. So overall, a big adjustment for everybody involved.
You know, Logan Webb with us, you're going to have to field the ball because more people will go up the middle. How do you feel about that? Are you a good fielder?
You ask other people, they'll probably say no. So, I feel like I always try to, you know, put my glove down there. Hopefully I'll start getting some more.
Okay. Hope that the ground balls are going to be coming. All right, let's talk a little bit of baseball. And Aaron Judge, what a great story. Doing maybe one of the greatest seasons ever. You're a baseball fan yourself. What do you think when you see those long home runs from Aaron Judge?
He's a special player. He's been a special player for a long time, and it's been a really cool and fun thing for baseball to get to see him do that and, you know, kind of all be a part of. And every time we're in the clubhouse, we're kind of following their game and seeing if he's going to hit it. You know, they've been having each at bat. And everybody's eyes are on it because it's a special thing.
So overall, Logan, when you look at the 2022 season, happy with what's going on, what do you have to do that better? What do you have to do next year to make yourself better?
I think it's, take what I learned from this year about making those adjustments. And next year I'll go into it every year is different, so you never really know. But I feel like now having to deal with those adjustments and kind of harder times, I would say, maybe I'll be able to fix it a little bit quicker or something like that. So, but I think if I come in healthy and I do that, and I feel like it'll be hopefully another good year. And I know a lot of the team's excited about it. I know we're technically not out of it right now, but I think we can use this, even if we don't make a miraculous comeback. we can use this time for us to build on some things and bring it into next year.
Well, exciting year for you, and next year is going to be even better as you go through this. What's the winter look like?
Me and my wife are going on our honeymoon. I think we're going to Bora Bora, so I'm excited about that. Yeah. And, you know, it'll be a nice break for me and my wife. And but other than that, I'll be, you know, here in Scottsdale working out, throwing, and probably playing a lot of golf.
All right, Bora Bora, that was always my bucket list to go there and have one of those little huts on the water with the stilts.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're planning on doing, so it'll be fun.
All right, 49ers?
I'm a Raiders fan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, they're 0-2 right now, so hopefully they get a win on Sunday and build off of that.
Yeah, what do you think about the Raider fans? And, you know, they show the stands, and my goodness, it's like Halloween.
I love it. I think that's my those are my people, man. I think it's awesome. I know I enjoy going to a Raider game. I enjoyed going to Oakland and seeing the black hole and all the fans, and I think it's amazing. I know, you know, some fans probably don't like it around football, but I think they're the most passionate fans in football by far, and I'm happy to say I'm a Raiders fan.
All right, he's happy. Great to have you on. It's just a pleasure. I've seen the whole career. You and I have done a lot together, and it's I'm happy for your success, so I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. It's good to be on here.
More coming up, KNBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.
Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.